This is Insight Music on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Dr. John Hillebrandt is a trained concert pianist, a composer, and a master piano teacher. He performs with the Modesto Symphony Orchestra as the principal pianist and keyboardist, and he spent a lot of time in churches as a pianist and organist as well. In October of 2017, Dr. Hillebrandt joined us to share an amazing project that he'd been working on and was about to perform. He called it Transcendental Hymn Fantasies.
Over many years as a musician, I worked in churches while at the same time studying to be a concert pianist. And you know, so while I'm practicing Chopin and Rachmaninoff and all those great pieces that pianists like to play, I was also working at churches and playing hymns, so my fingers just found their way into more elaborate kind of versions of these hymns that I was playing for churches.
Well, we've seated you at a keyboard here in the studio, and I'm hoping that maybe you can share with us an example of a basic hymn, and then we'll hear a clip of a recording of what you've done with it as you wrote these 12 concert etudes.
Sure.
So where would you like to begin?
Well, we have this hymn out here in front of us called Trust and Obey. It's an oldie goodie hymn that a lot of churches like to sing. It's fairly simple, and my setting of it is also one of the more simple ones. But just to give you an example, this is where the hymn starts from, the original version. The idea. It's pretty simple harmony, familiar old tune. And what I usually do with my tunes is I take the basic melody and then I provide new harmonies and then new techniques, and they become much more complex than where they started.
Let's listen. Dr. John Hillebrandt's Transcendental Hymn Fantasies, one of 12 etudes.
They're divided into two books, written over the course of almost 30 years, when I wrote the first one until I wrote the last one. Each book has six, and it's about half an hour or so of music.
Say something about the word transcendental, because I think you use it with layers of meaning.
Right, exactly. Thank you. Well, Franz Liszt, the great pianist of the 19th century, wrote a set of pieces called the Transcendental Etudes, and they kind of followed Chopin's etudes but went off beyond what any piano technique had done before. And it was basically in terms of how complicated and difficult they were. So there is definitely an element of transcendental virtuosity in my pieces. They're not just hard. Some of them are just really mind-boggling. But at the same time, like this example you just played, I try to take the original intention of the hymn, which is rather simple and basic, to different colors and different harmonies and different moods and ways of hearing the music that you would not have expected from the original.
Let's go through that same sort of example process. I feel like I'm getting a lesson in composition here. Also from Volume 1, do you have the Sweet By and By?
I do.
Okay.
That's a good one, too, for this example. Famous old American hymn tune called The Sweet By and By, which other American composers like Charles Ives have also used, is another very simple tune. Here's the original tune.
Mm-hmm.
that's the very well-known American tune. One of the first things you'll notice in my rendition of it is that it starts in a minor key and very low and deep and dark on the instrument, which is my way of symbolizing kind of emerging from darkness and kind of maybe not having a direction. And little by little, it brightens and brightens and becomes more and more ecstatic and transcendental. This whole idea of the sweet by and by is the afterlife. And to me, it's a fantastic, mysterious thing that I explored in this transcendental version of that.
Have made that mysterious and mystical and given it all kinds of qualities. Quite a fantastic composition.
Yeah, thanks.
We don't have a lot of time, but I'd love to do one more. Can you give us a little example of What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and then we'll listen to your version?
Along the same lines as that other one, if you know the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, I had a lot of fun with this one. It's a little bit more spontaneous and whimsical, I think, in the way I treat it. So, here's the original tune, in case anyone out there has never heard this before.
So now let's listen to your version.
Here we go.
That was Dr. John Hillebrand playing music from his Transcendental Hymn Fantasies, Volumes 1 and 2. We recorded that conversation back in October of 2017. He wrote a new piece for the Modesto Symphony Orchestra called Valley Fever, and he put together another book of hymn preludes, plus he has a new piano concerto in the works. We have videos of his music on our website. Again, you can find more at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight Music on Cap Radio.